I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, February 17th. Pooled testing for COVID-19 will be offered to any Quincy students in grades 1 through 3 who are currently enrolled in hybrid or in-person learning. Beginning next week, the pooled testing program will be held every Monday morning among students and staff in an effort to detect and isolate any cases of the virus. Participation in the pooled testing will not be required for in-person learning. Former Quincy School Committee candidate Courtney Pertios has been appointed to fill a vacant school committee seat. A joint meeting of the City Council and School Committee last night appointed Pertios to fill out the remainder of former member Anthony Andronico's term through the end of this year. Andronico stepped down after being appointed Ward 2 counselor when Brad Kroll resigned. Pertios ran for school committee in 2019. There were 13 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is 183. Quincy's positivity rate is 4.5%, and the two-week daily average is down to 24.8. Quincy is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map, and there have been 145 deaths. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day this week due to the President's Day holiday back on Monday. The American Red Cross conducting a community blood drive today from 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. at One Enterprise Drive at the State Street South Complex in North Quincy. Donors are encouraged to make an appointment at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, February 17th.